Today's daf is Vavasra daf Kuf Yud, and yesterday's and today's daf is sponsored by Yisrael Yehuda Tabi. Yisrael Yehuda Tabi, we thank you very much for sponsoring yesterday's daf and today's daf. I'm sorry I didn't get the information until after the shiur yesterday, but it's announced today. Yisrael Yehuda Tabi, yesterday and today, Vavasra Kuf Tes and Vavasra Kuf Yud. So we are on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We are on Kuf Tes Amud Beis, towards the bottom, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu a little bit and his grandson, who was an Oved Avodah Zarah for in Shevet Dan, Pesel Micha, the story in Sefer Shoftim. And we are right after the parentheses, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Oh, I forgot that I was going to start off with mentioning, why was it Davke Menashe and not other Malchei Oved Avodah Zarah? Why was that picked? So if you look at the Ben Yehoyada suggests that, why is it Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki Menashe le'eni haroim niskane kinas kvodo shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. Because on the outside, Menashe appeared to others as Dafka, I'm out for Moshe Rabbeinu's kavod. Da Amar Rava. Menashe, because we're going to have later on that when Menashe killed Yishayo Anavi, it was all about Moshe Rabbeinu said Lo Yirani HaAdam B'Chai, and you say Va'eres Adoni, and Moshe Rabbeinu said Mi Kashem Elokinu B'Chol Kareinu Eilav. You could always call Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu says Dir Shor Hashem V'Himatzo Kra'u B'Yosa Karov. You say, so you're undermining, so to speak. You say, oh, you're undermining everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah. And obviously, these are not meant to be taken literally. Shayo and Navi is just giving them tochacha. But still, I'll call Zeleni Haroim Kinas Moshe Rabbeinu Hu Miskane. So therefore, Dafka, to show that this was not true. So then that's why Dafka Menashe is picked. That's the Ben Yehoyada's comment related to why Dafka Menashe and not Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, we'll get back to the Ian Yaakov after. Okay, we got some very fascinating inyanim today. One thought that just the opposite of what I think we've been thinking all our life, as we'll see coming up. Amar Belazar, right after the parentheses, five lines from the bottom. La'olam yidbak adam betovim. A person should always, literally, be dovek and stick to tovim. Shaharei, meaning looking at yichus of the family. Shahari Moshe Shinasa Bas Yisro, Yatsa Mimenu Yehonasan. Moshe, who married the daughter of Yisro, look what came out. Look at the Yichus. Yisro. Yisro didn't have such great Yichus. But look at him, it came out Yonasan, who we saw yesterday. His grandson was an Oved Avodah Zarah, to shave it done. Aaron Shinasa Bas Aminadav, Yatsa Mimenu Pinchas. Look at Aaron's grandson. Amazing. Good. This Gemara, obviously, we have a connected Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes, where the Gemara says that we should always marry a Bas Tamar Chacham. We should always marry somebody who has that the nature, somebody who has Yichus. And that is quoted by the Poskim. Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer quotes this in Simin Gimel. Shulchan Aruch quotes the La'olam yishtadal adam lisa bas tamar chacham, ulahasi bitol tamar chacham, la'matza bas tamar chacham, yisa bas gdoli ador, la'matza bas gdoli ador, yisa bas rashi kinesias. Meaning in general, you know, we should find somebody who has yichus. Va'al yasi bitol la'am ha'aretz. And not to a bas am ha'aretz, says the Rama, v'al benoseyan u omer arur shochev im behema. V'kol zeh ba'am ha'aretz she'enu medaktik b'mitzvahs. It means not an Amharis, like we say, oh, he's Amharis, he doesn't know Torah. But somebody who's not medaktik b'mitzvahs, that is the what is called an Amharis. Says the Taz there, the Teva Anashim sheyivatlu. What do you mean, Bas Amharis? What Dafka Bas Amharis? What's so bad? Ki Teva Anashim sheyivatlu ba'aleihem mitorah b'shvil shehem sovrim shemikoach ze yisasku b'schoros. If somebody did not grow up with the value of Talmud Torah, so they would think that, you know, if you're busy learning, you know, you're taking out of time from making money for the family, and that's what you have to do. Masha'enkin, if somebody grows up with the value of Talmud Torah, somebody grows up in a house where Talmud Torah plays an important role. Masha'enkin, if he's asked, but Torah, lo yeh lahem rak olam habalachud. That's what they think. ובאמת אין אוקיין, כי היא חייך ואורך ימיך, כי היא חייך בעולם הזה ואורך ימיך לעולם הבא, ליום שכולו אורך, שהוא עולם הבא, ולמענו מדבר, he says, the Torah says, if somebody grows up in that house, they'll realize that taking kafiyas itim la-Torah will only bring more. Will not bring less and will help also in olam hazeh, not in olam haba. So that's why it's important to marry a bas tamar chacham. We're going to get to it. I know it's we're going to get to it. But there's a we mentioned right Yisrael. We're going to get to Tzipora. Right Yisrael. We mentioned Yisrael. Well, we'll get out. Well, he has the yichus from Yehuda, Sheva Yehuda. He had the yichus. That's what it's saying. We mentioned in the past the Noda Yehuda, who says that you know when it says Bas Tamar Chacham, it also might be able that you look at.
What exactly happened to Aaron's children?
Sorry, Aaron's. Okay, some of them yes, but we also have Pinchas. We had two out of four. Okay. So we'll get there. But we mentioned the Noda Yehuda in the past. The Noda Yehuda was asked that I didn't bring the Noda Yehuda. There's other svarim. There's only a certain amount of weight that one could carry. The Noda Yehuda was asked. There was one of his talmidim was going out and was looking to marry a girl, but the father of the girl had the same name that he did. So the question is, am I allowed to marry that girl? So the Noda Yehuda is that the first paragraph, the two paragraphs, the first paragraph of the Noda Yehuda is quoting that the basis of that is in the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid has all of these different rules and regulations. You shouldn't marry somebody with the same name, father-in-law, son-in-law, and all these halachas. And he says that if you look at many of those halachas, it goes against what it says in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says you're not allowed to marry your niece. And the Gemara says it's a good thing to marry your niece. Rabbi the Chassid says, right, two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. And if you look in the Gemara, certain Amoraim, or two married, they marry two sisters. So he says it must be that Sava was only, he can't go against the Gemara, so it must be that Sava was written for his family. He saw Baruch Kacho that these Zivugim would not be Ola Yafe for his family, so therefore this is what he was Mitzaveh, but he didn't mean it for all of Klal Yisrael. So first of all, no problem. If it's the right girl, if it's if it's going to work, wonderful. And he says in the second paragraph, he says, but besides this, I don't know why people ask me these questions about the same name and this and that, but to marry somebody to a Bas Amaretz, that's not a problem. They don't ask me those shilas. She doesn't have such good midos. She doesn't have such come from a good family. That they don't ask me. They just ask me the same name as the father-in-law. He says, get your priorities straight, says the Noda Yehuda. It's a great Shabbos Shuva, Noda Yehuda. He says, we have to realize what the most important aspects of marriage are. So again, that's the important ha'ara about a Bas Tamar Chacham, but again, many poskim say, I think we'll mention something like this later also, that a Bas Tamar Chacham might also be defined as somebody who acts like a Bas Tamar Chacham. Even if literally you might not have that yichus, but if you find a girl who has such wonderful midos and such wonderful character traits, so then that would be it itself. We'll get back.
But what about Yaakov? He married his father-in-law's
horse. Okay, that's coming up, the next Amud. It's coming up. Okay. So the Gemara says Yidbak Batovim because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it, and Aaron HaKohen did. So we'll get to the it's coming up the Ian Yaakov. Okay, Vayter. Pinchas la mi Yisro kaz asi. What do you mean? Pinchas also came from Yisro. The Haksiv Elazar ben Aaron lokach lo mi bedos putiel olisha. Elazar took from bedos putiel. Who was putiel? My love to asi mi Yisro. Shepite magalam avodazara. Right, isn't it that they come from Yisro? Right, Elazar's right. Pinchas has it on both sides. Right, he came from Yisro, who fattened cows to avodah zara. So where says lo? Da'asi mi Yosef. This week's parsha. Shepitz paid me yitz be Yisro. Siyata d'shmaya. Right, he overcame his yitzer with Eishes Potifar. So that's where he came from. He came from Yosef Atzadik. Ah, v'halo shvatim evazan also, but don't we have the chazal that the shvatim made fun of him, the omrim, re'isem, when Pinchas got up and killed, right, Zimri and Cosby, the shvatim said, what are you doing? V'omrim re'isem ben puti zeh, sheben, shepitim avi imo, agolam avodazara, yaharog nasi sheven mi Yisrael. Is that possible? How could that be? So you see, they made fun of him, that he did come from Yisrael. What was their taina at root? So says the Chassam Sofer, this Gemara comes up in Nida also. Says the Chassam Sofer that they were saying it was a halachic problem. This is a Nida Daf Mem Tes. Ubezeh Vanti Taromes Hashvatim. What did they say? Arisim Ben Puti Pirish Heim Taanu Shekiven Shehaya Nasi Shevet Shmamina Shehaya Miyuchas Mamish Me'avil Vumi Imo. Every Nasi of the Shiftei Ka was Miyuchas from both sides. V'yim Kain, Pinchas, She'ein Imo Miyisrael, Shaharei Avi Imo Pita Magalam Avodah Zarah, his mother's father was Mefati Magalim, Lo Yitachin El Ladun Kayotzei Bo. There's a halacha that a ger is only allowed to be done a ger kamoso. Right, you can't judge a ger cannot be a dayan for a Jew who has for a Jew from both sides. Avol haharog nasi shevet hamiyuchas miyad le'rishusa, who gave him rishus? Who gave him such rishus? That's what they were saying. Bet pidin, they weren't just stopping mivazah him, but they were saying it's a halachic problem. How could he be the judge? How could he come and take care of things? Said the Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the answer? The answer is kanon poganbo is a different type of halacha. You don't go to Ask Bezin. If you go to Ask Bezin, they'll tell you that you can't do it. So kanon pav, I've shared that kanon poganbo lo boy le medene pshita le dilogara, etc. It continues, but that's exactly what their problem is, because they were worried that there was a halachic issue here. But the answer was a kanon poganbo, and you can't bring a raya from this case to other cases of din. But you see, the Gemara says that he came from Yisro. He didn't just come from Yosef. So answers the Gemara one of two things. Ella on top. Ella on top, I avuha de ime mi Yosef, ima de ime mi Yisro. Either the father of his mother was from Yosef, and the mother of his mother was from Yisro. I avuha de ime mi Yisro, ima de ime mi Yosef. Meaning from both. He came from both families. De kanami dechsiv mi benos putiel tarti shvamina. When you get that, how do you know he came from both? Benos putiel. So what does that mean? Rashbam has two deis. Either putiel has a yud, doesn't have to have a yud in it, so that yud alludes to two things. Either Rashbam putiel tarti mashma midlok sav putiel below yud hilkach shnei pituyim, two pituyim, one of Yosef and one of Yisro, or inami midasim mi benos the mashma mishtei benos shel pitput, two that were mafat peit, that is shma mina. Good. Amar Rava, famous. Hanose isha tzarach sheyivdo ba'acheha. Somebody marries a woman, you got to check out the brothers. Got to check out her brothers. Shenamar, what's the source of this? Vayikach Aharon es Elisheva basa minadav achos Nachshon. Aaron married Elisheva, who was the sister of Nachshon.
Before you get to what kind of proof is that for
Rabbi
Elazar? In the end, we proved that Pinchas came from both.
I'm sorry?
In the end, we proved that Pinchas came from both.
Right, so we came from both. So which yichus? So it's not so clear that the yichus, you want to say he took, meaning he, it was not Eina Tovim. It wasn't fully Eina Tovim. You're right. So the proof that he said is kind of knocked out somewhat. That's true. The Gemara doesn't go back to that. The Gemara just assumes that. Aaron takes Elisheva, the sister of Nachshon. Mimash b'shenemar bas Avinadav, eini yodei she'achos Nachshon. I know who Nachshon ben Avinadav was. You're right. The Chazal that he went into the Yamsuf up until his nose. That's not in the Torah Shebichsav. If you look in the Torah Shebichsav, what does it say? Moshe Rabbeinu raised up his mateh and the Yamsuf split. Nachshon is not in Torah Shebichsav. Fascinating why. Such an important story, you would think. It's not in the Torah Shebichsav. But we know from elsewhere, he's Nachshon ben Aminadav. So, what do we have to tell me for? I know he's the Achos Nachshon. He, Mata Malom or Achos Nachshon, Mikad, Shanosi Isha, Shach Shivdok Ba'acheha. What happened? That Aaron checked out. Who's your sister? Oh, Nachshon. Okay, good for me. Tana, Rov Banim, Domin, La'achi Ha'im. Period. Most boys are similar to the mother's brothers. That's why you gotta check out the mother's brothers, because you gotta know what your sons are gonna look like. You gotta know what type of midos they're going to have. Okay. Number of things to talk about. First of all, this is not quoted in the Rambam, and it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes what we said before. You gotta marry Bas Pam and Tam and Chacham. But this is not quoted. Meaning, so if somebody doesn't, so then, they could still get married. The Stipler was quoted as saying, somebody asked him and said, there was a girl that wanted to marry a boy wanted to marry a certain girl, but her brothers were not such great, didn't have such great yichus. So the question is, what should he go through with it? So the Stipler was quoted as saying six reasons why it's okay. Even if the brothers weren't frum. The brothers weren't frum. So can he still marry this girl? Six reasons why he can. Number one, because there might be other brothers. There were a few brothers. Some were dati, some were not dati. So number one, maybe the sons will be like those brothers. Number two, many people, there are many chazals related to marriage and shas. Not everybody follows every one of them. And shomer p'soim Hashem. Right? There are many that, halavai we should be medaktik on the halacha. The medaktik on the every musr from Chazal, number two. Number three says that they were already engaged at the time. They were already meshudach. So there's also kavod abrius here. Kavod abrius to do it because based on the brother would also, that would be a net, you want to be machmir on the footsteps of somebody else, it should not be done. Number four, why is the brother not frum? Maybe he's a tinuk shenishva. Maybe he's not considered a rasha because he didn't have such a good upbringing. Many reasons why it would be okay to marry this one. And the last one he's saying, he's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Not every chazal that we have, we can learn messages from, but halacha l'maisa, it would not be done in Shulchan Aruch. So he says, there is room for flexibility. And finally, one other point that's quoted from one of the Talmidim of the Stipler is that what is this chazal was talking about in the time? You have to check out the brothers, not nowadays. In the old, in Bisman HaKadmon, when everybody grew up in the house, the education came from the house, and everything that was in the children was a reflection of the house. But nowadays, there's so much on the street, there's so much in society, there's so much around us, that it could very well be there. Sometimes you see wonderful parents, amazing parents. And sometimes a child is not maybe going in the best derech. And it's not the fault of the parents, because there's a lot of negative outside influences. So therefore, you know, just because there is a brother that is not following the derech haTorah fully, that is not a reason, lamaisa, to hold it against the girl. The Me'iri, whenever you have one of these chazals, it's always good to look at the Me'iri, because the Me'iri always quotes the Dvar Musar. Of course, an amazing, beautiful piece here that I've heard in the name from Rabbi Yisrael Cohen. We were just talking about before. Everybody knows Rabbi Cohen from YU. So this is something that he has said in the past. Says the Meiri, Klal Gadol shebedivrei chachamim v'chashakol divrei Torah tuliyim bo hu lios kol ma'asav shel adam l'shem shemayim. Everything in life we have to do l'shem shemayim. Nothing is for our benefit. Nothing is to for us. Hein b'shashu osa mitzvah shelo yasena derech hergel u'mitzvah mulumada. When we do a mitzvah, we have to do it l'shem shemayim, not just by rote. And af kishemekayim mitzvahs nisuin, even by marriage. Marriage, according to many Rishonim, is a mitzvah. Ramachlokas, Rambam, and Rosh. But according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to get married. Why do I get married? Because I love my wife and I want to spend the rest of my life with her. Okay, wonderful. That's what I can feel emotionally. But deep, deep down, it's also a mitzvah. You know why I have to get married, says the Meiri? Tzorach shetehei kavanaso l'shamayim. We can love our wife. We should love our wives. But also, we have to think l'shem shamayim because I'm building a bias of children, which could be a kiddush Hashem barabim. That's the ultimate. V'shishtadavam lahamin mimena toldos hagunos uponos lavodas Hashem. Rabbi Cohen said, well, you have a child. Why do we have children? Why, for me? We're having children for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create Avdei Hashem. Baruch Hashem, that's what the children are for, to create. That's what the Mitzvah Puravu doesn't end at birth. It starts at birth. And we have to be mechanich our children in a way that's a Kiddush Hashem. Me'ata roi lo shi'idaktik b'nisuv, lisa bas avos. That's why I have to look for a woman with yichus. Because it's not just about the girl. But it's a girl who could help, and we could together form a bias, which could be a before of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what we can't think. We have to think that they are matanis of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're pikdonos. They're given to us by Hashem. Please mold these to become my Eved. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the gift of a child to parents. That's the Me'iri. So the big kasha on this Gemara is, what about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, right? Rachel and Leah, right? The father, the brothers, right? Were not the greatest, right? Laban was not the greatest, right? Check the notes. Each shows you the So says the Birei Chasidus. Dani, maybe he's listening online. Always wants to Birei Chasidus l'shas. Says the Birei Chasidus. Imkain Y says no. This klal only applies by a stam isha. If you know bevada that this is your badzugo. You have certain connections upstairs, so then this doesn't apply. In Benimsha, he says, "Dabr zeh shayach rak kasher nosi isha stam vein yadua lo im hi bazugo min hashamayim alo akasher baro lo ki hi bazugo ein zeh yachol lehishtanos v'rifka lo haisa zivugo min hashamayim." I'm sorry, I said Yaakov before, Yitzchak and Rifka, not Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. But Yitzchak and Rifka, that's why it's Yitzchak, so He knew Siyata Deshmaya, that was the one, the water went up to her, so therefore this rule doesn't apply.
And Moshe, did you know that was Bazuga?
And Moshe, let's get to Moshe in a second. Okay. Let's continue a little bit, and then we will get to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, the Gemara says, "Ibai Shoten." Back to the discussion of Yehonasan. Vayasuru mihi viyecha halom umata oseh bazeh umalachapo. They said to him, "What are you doing here?" They were giving tochacha to Yehonasan. They said to him, "So every word in this pasuk refers to an event in Moshe Rabbeinu's life." So Amrulo, "Lav mi Moshe kaasis." Aren't you Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson? Tichsiv be'al tegrav halom. Don't come close. You know the word halom is a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lav mi Moshe kaasis. Tichsiv be mazeh biyadcha. Right, mazeh the zeh mazeh biyadcha, the mate in your hand when he's trying to give him the os to go back to Mitzrayim. Lav mi Moshe kaasis. Tichsiv be viyata po amori madi taseh kohen lavod zara. You come from Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you doing? So each word is really a message for him. Why are you doing what you are doing? Before we get to his answer, there's an Iyun Yaakov here that if he wouldn't have said it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Says the Iyun Yaakov, one of the great Achronim, describing Agadata on the Torah. He says, Lamaisa, why did Moshe Rabbeinu marry her? Like we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu married her. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he marry Bas Yisro? There were no other girls. Obviously, he was running away. But Asiyata Deshmaya, so he says something amazing. What were they complaining about? He dafka violated not marrying a family with Yichus. So this is what comes out. That's exactly what Rabbi Elazar said before. So he says, no. Bemes rachlitin tam, loma bemes Moshe adon kol anaviyim b'chachamim eich asakein. Yesh lomar, shemeis Hashem ha'isazos, ufisha goli v'yadua, sha'asid lifrosh min ha'isha. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, that ultimately he was going to have to separate from his wife. Al p'shem ritzui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'nachon la'agin bas Yisrael ha'hogenes. Lokach nasa bas Yisro, etc. He says, and it's meduyik in the psukim, because when Miriam tells Lashon Hara, what does she say? Asher isha akushis asher lokach. What do you mean asher lokach? Asher azav. Asher lokach. What? The problem wasn't the marriage. The problem was the aziva, the leaving. And no, asher lokach. You took it in the first place because you knew this was going to be the case. So he says, what? Why is that? He says, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did it because the Kadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted him to do it. He says, this is nothing. Nothing negative about Tzipora herself. Tzipora the tzadikas. But again, that's what Ian Yaakov has that suggestion, that maybe that's why Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu did it lechatchila, because he didn't want to be ma'agein a bas Yisrael. It's a very extreme, radical idea, but that's what he suggests. Was it, he formulates it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was orchestrating the events, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do it. So, right, it's that maybe it wasn't a punishment, it was just a natural product. Natural product, not an occurrence.
That's a pretty high price.
100%. Again, we have to take everything. I think that Rabbi Elazar goes against our other chazals that talk about the godless and the tzidkos. Remember, we only know one thing about Tzipora in all of Torah. There's only one event of Tzipora, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do the meal, she came, boom! She took care of it. So one amazing mitzvah where Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even taking care of it, and Tzipora took care of it. Right, so that's the one thing we know about her. She b'makam she'ein isha. Right, she was it.
And
so
did Yisro do
Shuvah
at the time?
What did Yisro? Right, the question. There were midrashim. When did he convert?
Okay.
When did he convert? But that's so. Again, I think we have to take every chazal to put it with all the chazals. There are messages that we can learn from chazal. Even if, you know, we can't understand fully all the biblical figures that it was based on. So they say to Menashe, what are you doing? Moshe Rabbeinu was in your past. So Amalani says, no. Kach mekubanim beis avi abba. I have a mesorah from my Zayda. My Zayda told me, lo olam yaskar adam atzmal avad azara v'yal yitzarech labrius. No, rather than be supported and accept staka, you should sell yourself to servant avad azara. The Husa of Avodah Zarah Mamish. He heard Avodah Zarah from Moshe Rabbeinu. He heard his grandfather give a shir. Right? And he heard him say this, and he thought, Mamish Avodah Zarah. Velohi ela Avodah Zarah, Avodah Shezara lo. It means an Avodah that was strange to you, meaning not your profession. I'm usually an accountant, and I can't find a job, so I'm going to become a plumber. Right? So, that's what it means, Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah li, Avodah that is Zarah to me. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. But he made a mistake. Says the Sefer Chasidim. Mentioned second of Sefer Chasidim of the day. Says the Sefer Chasidim, Tav Kuf Pei Gimel. Kishayesh lo adam talmidim, chanoch lenar al pidarko. When a person has talmidim, you have to make sure we teach them properly based on where they're up to. Im mevin bistumos tvarecha, if they understand what you say in hints, beremez, fine. Vim eina yodea bistumos tefareish lo. But if you don't think that they understand, then you have to explain it. You can't leave things that could be taken the wrong way. Shahare lafisha Moshe Rabbeinu Amar Yavod Adam Avodah Zarah Vayitzarech Labrios Velo Piresh Kishamar Avodah Zarah Avodah Shehi Zarah Sheyizbayish Lasso Zozo Malacha Vayitzarech Labrios V'nechshal Balzaro. Even Moshe Rabbeinu says the Sefer Hasidim. Again, 1,000 years ago, we can't say this. But he says, Sefer Hasidim, Moshe Rabbeinu should have been mefarish more what he meant, and because he didn't, it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on in Mishnayos, right, we have Antigone, Baitus, and beginning of Pirkei Avos, where the Alteyam Shabshash Rav Manasla Kabaras El Shalom Manasla Kabapras. So there too, the Mefarshim of Pirkei Avos talk about how they were led off the Derek because they thought, oh, there's no schar. No, it's not Amanas Shalom Kabapras. It's Shalom Manasla Kabapras. But you can't. It's very hard to be Madaik. Don't do it with that in mind, even though you're going to get the reward. But the Mefarshim explained that was also a little. Right, exactly. If somebody is looking to make a mistake, so they have to, but you have to at least make sure we have to do everything we can do in order not to give them. In Echinami, right. But maybe all those are Avodah Zarah, right? Echinami, they're probably more Pesukim speaking about Avodah Zarah in the Torah than probably any other Avera and any other Pesuk in Tanakh. Well, that didn't happen. But remember how much Torah was there by Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson. Yeah, I guess he had the whole Torah. He didn't have Naviim yet. He didn't talk about all those. He was Navi.
Grandpa, let me ask you a question.
Right, that's what... But he said, I've heard my grandfather say it. Avodah Zarah. But that's what... Okay, so there's... So, Ali Sarach Labrias, Doduan Avodah Zarah, Shezara Lo. Kedamar Le Rav Rav Kahana, like Rav says Rav Kahana, Netosh Nevelta Meshukka, Ushkol Agra. Become a skinner of animals. Take the skin of a nevela in the shuk and take schar velotem and don't say gabarabana. I'm a great person, bezila belmilsa, and this is beneath me to do this avoda. There is another girsa. Argamar has don't say you're a gabaraba. Tosfos has a girsa, third Tosfos, velotema kahana ana. Don't say I'm a kohen. There's another girsa that says that kahana ana. And Rabbeinu Tam says, "Before Rabbeinu Tam, v'lo tema ani Rav Kahana, shani chashuv." I'm like Rav Kahana. Was Rav Kahana a kohen? That is a discussion in a few Tosfos and Shas. He says, "V'lo b'nei shahaya kohen." It says Kahana, but it doesn't mean that he was a kohen, right? He wasn't. The Tosfos only wasn't a kohen because there's a Gemara in Chulin which says that Rav Kahana took pidyon haben money because his wife was a bas kohen. That's one day in Tosfos. That says you could take pidyon haben even if you're a Yisrael. If your wife's a bas kohen, it's good enough. We don't paskin that way. We paskin, you got to be a kohen. But it's 2 days of Tosfos, whether you take this. Look at Tosfos of Kedushin. You know, Tosfos of Kedushin says there were two Rav Kahanas. Two Rav Kahanas, because Kahana sounds like a kohen name. Two Rav Kahanas. I think I mentioned the story in the past that I, on the front page of the Ksos, Navim Yiluam, the Shev Shmaitza, it's all written by the same person. Ver Aryaleba Kohen Heller. So I once mentioned that to one of my Talmidim. So he was listening to another shiur by another Rebbe, and the other Rebbe mentioned the Ksos. Who knows who the Ksos's name was? So he was very proud. He raised his hand. Oh, Rabbi Razor told me that the Ksos's name was Aryaleba Kohen Heller. He says, wrong. His last name was Kahana. So he comes back to me, he says, Rebbe, tell me the other Kahana. I said, I don't know. On the front page of all the Ksos, it says Kahana. So I had this problem. A few weeks later, I gave a drasha at my shul in Woodmere, and I quoted the Kuntras HaSvekus. Kuntras HaSvekus is the brother of the Ksos. So somebody in the shul came to me afterwards, and he says, I'm Ben Achar Ben from the Kuntras HaSvekus. I said, you are? His last name is Kahan. I said, so maybe you can help the history. You can help me with history. Your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was named Kahan, Kahana. So how could the Ksos be named Heller? So he says, two last names. The Ksos had two last names. Heller, his uncle was the Ktosos Yontif, or Yontif Lehman Heller. So you know his last name was Heller. So the Ksos, he had the Heller Kahana. So he kept one last name, and my great-great-great Zeda kept the other last name. So we were both right. Right, Heller Kahana, Baruch Hashem, Elu Ve'elu. But so is Kahana a name of a Kohen or not? But here, right, the Kahanas in the Shul are Kahana. But Tosfos today is whether Rav Kahana was a Kohen. It relates to the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, maybe somebody who's married to a Bas Kohen, amazing Shita, could take the money for Pedyon HaBet. Let's just continue for a little bit. Kivan Shirah, David, Shemamun, Chaviv, Allah, Beyotzer, Minuhu, Al Ha'otzaros. Once David, though, later in life, Yonatan did tshuva. Once he saw David HaMelech, saw he did tshuva, and he was very, it says, Chaviv, Allah, Beyotzer, he was very careful, and he wanted a job with money. Minu Al Ha'otzaros. He put him over his treasure houses. Shneamar, Ushvuel, Ben Gershom, Ben Menashe, Nagid Al Ha'otzaros. Vechi Shvuel Shemo, Valo Yonatan Shemo, Amr Biochonin, Sheshav Lakel Bechalibo. He did tshuva. Related to this last line of the Gemara, Netosh Velta Bashukha relates to the issue of schar limud. Could a Rebbe or a Rav take money for Torah? That is a huge discussion. We'll mention that at the end if we can. But it starts with the Gemara, it starts with the Rambam, who is very charif against it, but does not apply to Bezman Hazeh, the Ramah, and Ramosha has an important tshuva. Let's continue, but hopefully at the end we'll have time to get back to this discussion, but it has to do with this Gemara and Amar Aleph about taking Schar Limud. Okay, but let's first continue. Says the Gemara, V'habana Mesa'av, back to Halacha, back to Yesh Nochlin. So the Mishnah says that a son inherits the father. Son inherits the father, but that's a case of Nochel Umanchil. So what is the source that a son inherits? Minalon. According to the most we've shown in this question is, how do you know a son comes before a daughter? How do you know a son comes before a daughter? Uminalon, dechsev, ishki yamus. It says, taima, what is the next, the hemshach? Uben ein lo. Taima tein lo ben. Hayesh lo ben ben kodem. Son comes first. As we had yesterday, why does the Gemara say it as ben ein lo? Doesn't just say a ben gets. The amazing klei chemda that we saw yesterday. Amalei rapav alabaya. How do you know that's the source? That a son comes before a daughter. Ema, maybe it means this. Iika ben, leiris ben. If there would be a son, the son would get. Iika bas, teiris bas. If there would be a daughter would get. Iika benu bas, but let's say you would have both. Lo hai leiris, lo hai leiros. If they would have both, then neither would get. Says the Gemara, what? Ela, man leiris. But if you have a son, if you have either one, then they yarshin. If you have both, they don't yarshin. Who's going to get it? Atu barkasha de masa leiris. What, the mayor should get it. Right, the barkasha, the mazaleh, the mayor should get it if you have a son and a daughter. So no, hachika amina. This is what Rav Papa meant. Ika ben ubas lo hai leiris kule. Lo hai leiris kule, ela ki hadadi lersu. No, it means maybe a son is equal. It says no son, and therefore the daughter gets. If there would be a son, they would split it. Maybe that's what Yerusha is.
Why does it say no son?
Why did it say? Well, we're going to reject.
Say no daughter.
Sorry. So why does it pick? So we're going to reject it in the end anyway. The Gemara probably could have said that also. Why would it have said that? So Amalei Abaya, no. The Yitzchak Kra. Sorry, I got a little cold today. The Yitzchak Kra Lashmeinan Hecha Delesle Elachad Bra Lishinu Lekuli Nichsi. What do you mean? You'd have to tell me though that if there's one child, there's one son, he'd get everything. You don't need a pasuk for that. You can't say that's what the pasuk would be referring to by a remez. Of course, if there's only one child, so then that one child will get all the Yerusha. So Vidilma, thank you. Vidilma, Hakamashbalan, Debas Nami Bas Yerushahi. Oh, so maybe the pasuk is just telling me that a daughter is a Bas Yerusha. But again, not to tell me that a son comes before the daughter. So Hahu mi vcho Bas Yeresh is nachla nafka. You already know that from another pasuk. You already know that a daughter yarshes from another pasuk. So this bas must be telling me that a son comes before the daughter, not that the daughter is a Yeresh's period. That's all source number one. Ben Ein Lo teaches me, but if there would be a son, the son would come before the daughter. Try number two. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Mehacha. This is the source. Lama Yigara Shem Avinu Midok Mishpachto. The Benos Slavchad come and say that why should our father's name be any less? Ki Ein Lo Ben. Because we don't have any sons. Slavchad didn't have any sons. Taima De Ein Lo Ben. The reason is because he didn't have a son. Ayesh Lo Ben Ben Kodem. If he had a son, the son would come first. Ay, Vidilma, Benot Slavcha, Dutukam and Hachi. Maybe you can't learn halacha from this. It's just the Benot Slavcha saying, and Nitna Torah, Veneschacha halacha. Important phrase. Maybe after the Torah was given, you can't learn Torah from before Matan Torah. Right? You can't learn Torah, you can't learn halacha from that. Right? You can't learn Mila from Avram Avinu. You can't learn Gidanasha from Yaakov. We'll mention this again in a minute. So, Ella, you're right. Mechaverta Kedeshanina Meikara. Go back to what we said earlier. So, first answer stands. Nidna Torah v'neschacha halacha, we mentioned various times in the past, and that is, the important shita is the Rambam. The Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos in Chulin, Daf Kuf. where the Rambam says, the reason that we do mitzvahs today is not because Avram Avinu did bris milah, is not because all the avos davened, it's not because Yaakov Avinu fought with a malach and that's why we don't eat Kiddush Hashem. That's the history of the mitzvah. But the reason, the chiyuv, why do we do mitzvahs? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai that we have to do the mitzvahs. That's the source of our chiyuv. The history of a mitzvah, why Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, the history, that's the Avos HaKadoshim. But why do we daven L'maisa? Because Anshei Knesset HaGadol told us that we have to daven three times a day. That's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos in Chulin Daf Kuf. Let me find it again. Very important lashon. If there's any source on this topic, this is the one to have. Here he goes. V'sim lecha l'kal gadol hazeh havu b'mishnah zu. V'sha'atat tzarech l'adas. Shekol mash anu nishar mimenu. O osim oso hayom. Ein anu osim zos el b'pnei tziva yashem ha'idei Moshe. Lo m'pnei sh'ashem tziva b'kach l'nevim shekatmuhu. Dugma l'kach. Why don't we eat Eber Menachai? Not because Noach was not allowed to eat Eber Menachai, but because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat Eber Menachai. Why did we do Bris Milah? Mevnei Shehashem Tzivanu Aydei Moshe Lihimo. Kamo Shemal Avraham Alav Hashalom. Like Avraham did it, so too we have to do it. And that's what it means. That's what's the diuk. Taryag Mitzvahs Nemrlo LeMoshe MiSinai. Moshe got 613. Moshe didn't get 606 and took 7 from before. Moshe got 613. They were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the diuk. And that's Nitna Torah and Ischat Shehalacha. That's new. Where does the source of this come from? This is the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel, where the Gemara there says the Shita of Rav Asi. Rav Asi says if a baby is born cesarean section, baby boy is born cesarean section, the milah is done on day one. The baby is born, you do the bris milah. Rav Asi holds. Why? Because you only have to wait 8 days by a baby that's derech rechem. Why? A woman that's tmei aleda. Then Derech Rechem, babies born 8 days. Ishaki says Ria v'yolda Zachar, right? And then v'tamas shivas yamim, and it says v'yom shmini yibo b'sar alaso. The smichas apsukim, so only a woman who's tamei aleda gets the bris on day 8. But if a woman is not tamei aleda, cesarean section, woman does not that is not tamei aleda, so then day 1. It says Abaya, no, almost the Yitzchak Avinu. Sar wasn't tamei aleda. There was no hilchas tumah v'tara, and Yitzchak had his bris milah on day 8. Haraya, that there's no connection between Tumas Leda and Day 8. What does the Gemara say? Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha. Don't bring me Rayas. Don't bring me Rayas from Yitzchak Avinu, because you can't learn halacha from Yitzchak Avinu. What do we paskin? We paskin, it's a sveka dadina. We don't know, we paskin. So, what do we do? If a cesarean section is born on a Tuesday, so the bris milah is done the following Tuesday. Because what is it? Maybe it's you're doing it a week late? Okay, you're doing it a week late. It's better to do a milah late than to do it early. If you do a bris milah on day 10, beseder, you waited 2 days. If you do a bris milah too early, it's pasul. It doesn't count. But if a cesarean section baby is born on Shabbos, the bris milah is the following Sunday. It's not docha Shabbos, because maybe it should be on day 1. We don't know when the bris milah is supposed to be. Nitna Torah b'nischat shalacha. So that's a very, that Nitna Torah, I mean, we've given shiurim about this in the past, but that is a very important principle. Okay. Baiter. Ravina Amar Mehacha. Ravina says, third source. How do you know? Son, Hakarov Elav, Hakarov Korov Kodim. He's the closest. The son is the closest relative. Oh my Korva, the Ben, Mibas. How is a Ben? What's the closer for a Ben than a Bas? Shekin Kamtakas Aviv Liyadu Ulustehuza. Like we said yesterday, for the halacha of Yud, the son, when a father takes a shivcha, the father has to marry her, or the son, or Steachuza, redeeming the property from the Beis HaMikdash. Also, those halachas, the son takes, goes into the shoes of the father. So Gemara says, Yada, 1 second. That's what makes it better than the daughter? Yada, bas, la bas yadahi. It's not fair to have yud as one of the reasons that a ben is over than a bas. Because a daughter can't do yud. Obviously, a girl's not marrying a girl. Steachuza nami, mehai pircha gufahu. And also, steachuza is not a fair, point to hold a ben over a bas. Because remember, it's not known explicitly, like we had yesterday. It's only learned out implicitly from the halacha of Yibam, that if there's a son, there's no Yibam. So we said yesterday, so too if there's a daughter, there's no Yibam. Right, we learned that from Tosfos, what the source is. So Yid is not a good point to hold over, ben over a bas, and also steachuza. Okay, forget that one too. Go back to number one. Finally, we try again. The fourth one. you will yarshin to your sons after you. B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. Your sons are not your daughters. It's talking about Eved Kenanis. Ela me'ata. What, every time it says b'noseichem in the Torah, it only means boys and not girls. Ela me'ata. What are we going to say in a few minutes? Or maybe we said it an hour ago. L'man yirbu yemeichem yimei b'neichem. Right, we say in Shema, Hachanami b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. Right, are you going to tell me that only boys get long life? Right, only ma'arichas yamim. And what is this talking about? It's talking about mezuzah. Mezuzah, uchsavah, mezuzah b'yisech b'yisherechel, and yirbi meichem. Well, women are chayavos in mezuzah too. The Gemara says in bracha, shmira, they need shmira too. Right, so what does that mean? What, only boys? So where it says bracha shiny. Now, when you're talking about a bracha, everybody's included. It says the Rashbam, five lines for the banim, ein bracha lachatsoin. There's no partial bracha. You give a bracha, it's a bracha. So ein bracha lachatsoin. So therefore, the mitzvah would apply, l'man yirbi meichem, would apply to girls as well.
Why is the Gemara so interested in an alternate source for this when the first one was better? And in the end, has two sources.
Right, I know the Gemara does this sometimes. What would be the potential problem? I don't know if you're looking at the Rishonim. Like, the Gemara sometimes brings a few sources.
At the end of the day, we have two acceptable sources. Why do we need
two? Right, why do we need two? I don't know, I gotta have to look in the Rishonim. What would be wrong with each of these sources? Maybe the second one is more mefurish. Right, more mefurish than the first one. The first one is just implicit. I'm not sure. And finally, let's stop there. I want to mention the Tshuva of Rav Moshe. Let's stop here. Let me actually go back. So I do go back sometimes. The sugya based on Amud Aleph in terms of schar limud. Is a rebbe allowed to take a salary? Is a rebbe in yeshiva teaching Torah allowed to take a salary? So obviously the minhag olam is to take a salary. Okay, but where does that come from? If you look at the Rambam. The Rambam is charif. Rabban Hilchas Talmud Torah Per Gimel, he said, no, v'lo kardom lachbar bo, kol ha-meisim al-libo, shi'asuk b'torah, v'lo yasim alacha, v'yisparnis ben atzaka, hariz achilu es Hashem, u'biza es ha-Torah, v'kaba ma'or hadas, v'gorim ro'o la'atzmo, terrible, terrible. So, right, so the Rabban, the Rabban, new medicine, the Rabban could do everything. So the big shalot, so the Kesem Mishnah already says, but Bizman Azet, the Kesem Mishnah 500 years ago, says there are many that take a salary. So Tosfos and the early Rishonim quote the concept of Schar Batala. Schar Batala, which means you're not getting paid for teaching Torah. You're getting paid for the fact that you're not doing anything else that you could have been doing at the time, and you're being Mevatel from that other, and you're instead you're doing this. But you're not getting paid for that specifically. That's the concept quoted by all of the Rishonim. And if you look in the Ramah Yerodei quotes this. The Ramah Yerodei quotes this, but he quotes it as kind of a bidiyeved. The Ramah in Ramu, Reish Mem Vav, says the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, he quotes this Rambam, in Reish Mem Vav, Sif Chaf Aleph, that he says, the Yesh Omrim, Dafila Babari Mutter, V'lochei Nagu B'chal Mekomos Yisrael, Shel Rav Shel Ha'ir, Yesh Lo Hachnasa, V'sipak Me'an Shel Ha'ir, Kedei Shelo Yitzarech Lasuk B'malacha, B'fnei Abrios, V'yisbaze HaTorah B'fnei Ha'mon. The Ramah quotes another issue here. If the Rav starts doing business on the side, he'll lose his status and covet as Rav. People will look, oh, he's a businessman. Oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. Says the Ramah, it could be that in our day and age, the Rav should only be Osek BaTorah. Because he needs to keep that position in the community. But what if you have enough money anyway? He continues, he still sounds like maybe it's a little bit bidiyeved. He explains the hatha a little bit bidiyeved. And then you come to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, you better take a salary. Rav Moshe says, in our day and age, there is nobody who could be a proper Jewish communal leader, who could be the Rav, who could be the Rabbi, whatever it is, if he's osik at something else. And if he has to be, it's only because he's onus. But, says Rav Moshe, it is the Tzibur's responsibility. Yoredeia, Beis, Kuf Tezayin. This 1964, Rav Moshe wrote this too. 1964. Kabbalah schala panasasa meyakoyolim kdeish yuchlo leskada batora rabbanim anotlim pras vamalamdim mitalmidim rashi yeshivas anotlim pras im shaper avdi or mishla harachaze veimidas chazidas shalolis parnes el b'masay yadav. So he quotes the Tosfos, he quotes the Ramah, and then he quotes islasos lashem. Then he quotes at the end va'ani omer ki elu hamischastim mitzad shitas harambam hu be'atzas hayetzahara. They just like business. He says, it's not, they like business. Everybody, we have a chiv to make a parnasa. In the ksuba, it does not say that my wife has to support me. In the ksuba, it says that I have to support my wife. Rav Pam always says that. Rav Pam says, if ever somebody is sitting and learning and the wife supporting them, that's Midas Chasidus, Rav Pam says. Really, the husband has to support the wife, not the opposite. Olam Hafachu. So he says, but that's what Rav Pam writes. Two or three places. He said, that's what it says in the Ksuba. We have to know what we're signing. Right, so it says Rav Moshe. So he says, really, we have an achrayus. So he says, if anybody wants to go try to do, if they're supposed to be a Rav, a Rebbe, and they can make a parnasa that way, and they choose not to, and they choose to do something on the side, so it says Rav Moshe, it's the Asas Yisahara. Shavadai I efshar l'shum adam l'hiska'os v'lomar, shehu yachol l'asas malacha u'vahachkim batorah. V'lochem lo yala malshavtacha atas ha'yitzahara, sheish b'kabalas pras, delomdim, b'kololim, upras d'rabanim, umlamdim, b'rashi yeshiva, ezachet v'chisar midas chasidus, shirak lahasis liprosh b'na Torah, umi yitain, v'hayu nimsoem anashim misnadvim lefarnes harbet tamid chacham, etc. So he said, that's why he says, it's an achrayus for a rav, for a rebbe in yeshiva, for a principal to be paid, because that's when he could do his work better. If he could be focused on the yeshiva, if he could be focused on the shul, whatever it is, says Rav Moshe Bizmanazeh, 1964. Says, Kol you gotta have, be focused, and that's what he says. Bizmanazeh, even though the Rambam says it, Bizmanazeh, there's no problem. He doesn't have to be Nevelta Beshuka. It's not the, the Rav can't say that it's beneath his covet to do certain things for the shul. I remember once I had a Rebbe who said, you always have to take your position seriously, but you can't take yourself so seriously. Meaning your position, meaning the position of a Rav, of a Rebbe, then people look at that position. You can't take yourself so seriously, though. Because that'll be gaiva. It'll be gaiva. Take your position seriously, but don't take yourself so seriously. Okay? We'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we will we'll continue. Tomorrow, Dayo comes up. Okay. Shkoyach. The shiur was sponsored today and yesterday by Yisrael Yehuda Tabi. Thank you very much. And again, there are sponsoring opportunities. Again, we have another sponsor for next week as well already. One of the days, please feel free to go to the website and join us in the Harbatzas Torah that we do here each day.